Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Our focus today is Stafford Technologies. Michael Palacci is here from Stafford Technology. Michael, great to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Stafford Technologies. Talk about kind of a little bit of an overview of what you do, Michael.
At Stafford Technologies, we help small businesses, mostly focused on home improvement contractors, improve their digital strategy and get better leads.
Boy, digital to a lot of people, as soon as you say that, people start getting sweaty and probably coming up with ideas of, I don't know if we want to go in that direction.
Yeah, digital can be very intimidating if you don't know too much about it. But the good thing about digital is there's plenty of agencies like mine out there that can help.
And boy, to not be getting your feet wet and starting to at least look at it and talk about it, If your business is not doing that, it seems like you're going to be behind. You're already behind.
Yes. You, nowadays, you have to have some kind of a web presence. You know, a lot of small business owners start their businesses and they rely on referrals, and referrals are great. But nowadays, when people get a referral, the first thing they do is they go online and look for you, and they make a judgment by what they see. So web is very, very important.
So that, I guess, brings up, we'll get into more things too, but I guess a website is the first thing you need to have.
A website is the foundation of any digital strategy. You have to have a website. It's the home. It's your online store. The website is really the basis of everything you do. And, of course, the website has to be done properly. You know, extraordinary looking websites are really easy nowadays, especially with all the tools out there. It's building the correct website that's the hard part. And the correct website with the right messaging, the right strategies, and hitting the right audience. That's where agencies like mine come in to help small business owners.
How do you figure that out? I mean, is that just sitting down with you? And you don't want to give all the secrets away here, but I guess you need to sit down and if I've got my Slinky company, mm-hmm. and I want you to I need some help. I guess the first thing you need to know a little bit more about my company.
Yes, and we have a different process than a lot of the web companies out there. We do a full discovery process. If you come to me for a website, the first thing I'm going to ask you is why. Why do you need a website? And then from there we move into a discovery process where we find out what you do, what your unique selling position is or proposition is, who you want to market to, what problems you solve for your clients. All of those things go into building a strategy and a website that's going to be effective.
Well, and you mentioned strategy. It
yes.
seems like the website is nice, but without a strategy, it's kind of like without a strategy, a company perishes.
Yeah. Well, what I tell everybody, it's not Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. Does not work on the web. There are a lot of websites out there, and a lot of websites get zero traffic because, again, build it and they will come just doesn't work. You have to be able to drive traffic to that website. And more importantly, the website, once you drive traffic to it, has to be able to convert that traffic into paying customers. That's the whole point of it. And if you don't have a proper strategy in place, it's just really difficult to do that. That's why when people say, you know what, it's my business, I'll do my own website. I'll go to Wix or I'll go to GoDaddy and get a free website builder. Well, that's great. But what's the strategy? And that's where people are lacking. Look, if you're a roofer, be an expert in roofing. Don't try and be an expert in digital marketing because it's just not going to work.
Well, and I guess that's where you hope that the people start to realize that, and I'm sure you are, that whole strategy and understanding digital marketing and not being afraid of it and being mm-hmm. able to, and that's where you come in, because I wouldn't know a lot of things.
Exactly. Like with your Slinky company, I wouldn't want to know how to build a Slinky. So why would I want to discover and get into all of that and build my own Slinky? I would come to you and say, Ted, build me a Slinky. Yeah. Same thing with a website. If you're a business owner, you should be concentrating on making your customers happy and producing products and services to solve their problems.
What, Michael, how'd you get involved in this? What's your story? On all business, it says Stafford Technologies is our focus. Michael Palachi here. So how'd you get into this?
Well, I was in construction for a long, long time. In fact, you know, I started in construction way back in the mid-70s. I don't want to date myself too much. I was a young teenager, and I was installing aluminum windows for my grandfather in Brooklyn. And those were the old storm windows that just had a window, a track with an up window, a down window, and a screen.
Yeah.
And they weighed about 2.5 pounds each. And so I started doing that. And this is way back when safety was really a paramount concern, because I remember my brother holding my legs against the radiator as I leaned out the window with a nail punch. Wow. Striking a hole and then a Yankee screwdriver putting in the window. And so that's how I started in construction way back when. I was able to use an aluminum brake by the time I was 12 years old. So I started out young. And all through that time, I was always interested, because my dad was a construction guru at the time as well. And I was always interested in how he made deals. And so I started getting really interested in marketing. And even as a young child, I was interested in it. I always looked at commercials and wondering how they got that message, how, you know, what the message was. Just, it was kind of odd, actually. So I spent a career in construction. And in 07, I remember my dad called me and said, Michael, it's time to get out. I said, what are you talking about, Dad? He said, it's coming. Get out.
He could see that.
He could see it coming. So I quit my job. I was actually working as a project manager here in Fredericksburg for a large company. Quit my job and started doing marketing. And back in college, I remember I had done a website for I was tutoring ESL, English Second Language.
Yeah.
And we built our first website, and it was all HTML. It was kind of fun, but it was interesting. And ever since then, I had been fooling around with web. So when I got out, I said, okay, what can I do? I said, well, I have this marketing ability, and I have this ability to make websites. So I built my first website. And my first website was for a very popular contractor around here. I don't know if Mike will get mad, but it was Plum Magic. And it was probably 10 years ago, and I charged him $500, and it took me about 8 months. It was the hardest thing I ever did. But that's how I got into doing this kind of stuff, and since then I've been doing it ever since.
Interesting. Yeah. Boy, the way technology goes, mm-hmm. what you used back then, I'm sure, totally different.
Totally different.
And if we talk a year from now, it'll be totally different.
Absolutely. Digital just changes at the speed of light. It's incredible. And more our daily lives are spent on digital. Whether it be your phone, your smart refrigerator, your smart stove, I mean, your computer, everything we have is now digital. And in some way, there's a way to market to that.
And that's where you come in.
That's where I come in.
And you can come in and you can talk, because we talk just about marketing, or just even the whole, all of just branding, I'm sure is a big thing that you deal with.
Branding, yes. Branding is the number one thing. And you know, we talked a little bit before about a website, and the whole strategy is the branding strategy. And part of the branding strategy is the website, the marketing, the funnel. I mean, there's all sorts of things that go into that.
Stafford Technologies on All Business this week. Michael Palachi is here with Stafford Technologies. Speaking of websites, talk about where we can find your website.
Well, we have two websites. We have staffordtechnologies.net, which is really for just about everybody to use. We also are creating a new brand called ContractorWebsitesPlus.com, where we focus on my niche and all my years of contracting. We focus all of that, and we help home improvement contractors and construction companies save time with better leads.
So is the contractor website, that fairly new?
That's fairly new. We're actually just starting to roll that out. In fact, I've just populated a bunch of blogs that I've written. So yeah, that's fairly new. It's a new vertical or niche that we're trying to go after. We're exploring that right now. Yeah.
I noticed on staffordtechnologies.net, you've got a lot of blogs and a lot of things, just a lot of different topics that you, yes, you can read and learn about. I guess to do what you do, you've got to kind of be the master of a lot of different things.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the blog. The blog is actually on ContractorWebsitesPlus.com, and the blog is called Off the Ladder. And I try to write in a way that is not intimidating. In a way, I use narrative to get my point across. This morning, I was just writing one, and I wrote a note to make sure I mentioned it. The title of the one I was writing this morning, let me see. I can't find it. My brand new 20-ounce S-Wing Rip Hammer and Facebook ads. So those are the kind of titles that you'll see, yeah, on my blog. And what I try to do is I try and talk to contractors in ways that they will understand. Like this one I was writing this morning was about how you need the right tool for the right job, and how I was up on a ladder one day, freezing cold, trying to do some trim. And instead of putting my ladder on my hook, my hammer on my hook, I put my hammer on the windowsill because it was easier. And what happens?
It fell off,
along with the nail punch. So now I'm sitting there on a ladder, freezing cold. I don't want to go down and get my hammer. And I got one piece of trim left to do. So what do? I reach into my pouch and I found my tack hammer.
Yeah.
That you used to tack staples with. And I said, well, I can use this. Well, long story short, after a damaged piece of aluminum, I ended up going down the ladder, yeah, anyway, bend new aluminum, and get my hammer. So, and because I was using the wrong tool, instead of taking a step back and getting off the ladder, and that's why I named the blog Off the Ladder.
I was going to ask you that.
Because sometimes guys in construction especially are so into the technical part and the craft part of what they do, they forget they have a business to run. You know, Michael Gerber wrote a book called E-Myth, and E-Myth is all about the technician, the manager, and the entrepreneur. And it's more prevalent in the construction industry, I think, than any other industry. But the technician is the guy who's been swinging a hammer for 15 years and says, you know what, I can do this on my own. And sure enough, they print up some business cards, they get some jobs, and they're off and running. But they don't know how to run a business. Yeah. They forget about the part that they have to pay taxes, they have to do payroll, they have to have insurance, they have to do all of these things, and it gets forgotten. So that's why I titled the blog Off the Ladder, because sometimes you got to get off the ladder and run your business.
And in the same way, to tie in with what you do, you have to be able to have people need to know about you and come and hire you. And that's where you come in with the marketing.
Yes, that's where I come in with the marketing, because referrals are great, and guys have built businesses on referrals. The problem with referrals is you can't scale a business. If I was coming to buy your business and I asked you, okay, let me see your customer list and what you're doing to attract new customers, and you say, well, you know, I just base it on referrals. Well, I'm not going to buy your business because I can't depend on those referrals, especially if there's a name change. So referrals are great, but you can't scale a business on referrals. And referrals run dry. Referrals, we have found, and I have found in my own businesses, is that depending on referrals creates this feast and famine roller coaster that you can just never get off. In fact, just Tuesday, I was at a networking event with a customer that's been with me for probably about 8 years. I only hear from him when there's a problem, but I know every fall, he's coming out to do some networking, because every fall, he sees his backlog dwindling and dwindling and dwindling, and he's wondering, how am I going to pay the guys in December and January? Yeah. Because he constantly works on referrals, and no matter how much I tell him, he just doesn't get it. So this Tuesday, I think he finally got it when he walked in the door and I said, oh, Chris, I expected you. He said, what do you mean? I said, it's full time.
Yeah.
And so he finally got it. So referrals are great, but you have to do some marketing. You want to make sure your backlog is filled. So you don't have to worry about paying your guys in general, well, laying people off, which is even worse. And you want to be able to enjoy your life and not worry about where the next paycheck is coming from.
Stafford Technologies on All Business. Michael Palachi here talking about Stafford Technologies. I guess the other thing, Michael, that you're able to provide for businesses is that they can just do their business and leave the marketing and the digital to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have found that a lot of business owners, once we get in and we go through this discovery process with them and they start to understand the breadth of things we can take off of their plates, they're very, very happy. Very happy. We can do everything from the content writing to the graphics to the advertising, especially Facebook advertising, which right now is the number one.
I mean,
if you're doing anything out there, you got to be doing Facebook advertising. So yes, we can do everything for the customer when it comes to their online marketing.
And I'm sure. I mean, it's the kind of thing for instance, I was looking at your website and you had a conversation about mood boards. Mm-hmm. What are mood boards? I had never seen that, and I thought just going through your website showed me a number of things that I've never even heard of. Mm-hmm.
A mood board is it's something that we use to understand and to nail down the brand, the colors, the font, the messaging. All of those things go into the mood board so that when we create these different mood boards and we hand them over to the customer and we say, okay, which one would you prefer to use? And they choose that mood board. We have then consistency through everything we do, because everything we do, if we're doing a new Facebook ad and a new creative, we reference the mood board.
Okay.
What colors should be using? What fonts should we be using? Because people want consistency. People want a clear message. If the message is confusing, people run.
Like we said a few minutes ago, just about how things have changed. Just even the technology of how you build websites now has changed.
Oh, absolutely. We used to hard code everything, HTML and CSS, everything. We used to have to write our own JavaScript and all that kind of stuff. Nowadays, with WordPress, there are plenty of builders that we can use that makes that process easier. Of course, there's still customization that has to be done, and that's where our coding chops come in, and we can definitely code some to make the website do different things. But as far as the basic look of the website, nowadays there are builders out there that just make it such a much easier process.
And just the whole digital world, you can be sitting in Stafford and dealing with anybody, anywhere, any part of the world can be relying on Stafford Technologies.
Exactly. And that's why I love what I do. I can move anywhere. You know, my daughter is a freshman in high school, and I keep telling my wife, as soon as she graduates, I'm moving where I don't need a jacket ever again.
Oh, I know.
And I could still work. I could still work with anybody around the world. Doesn't matter where I am. If I have a laptop and an internet connection, I can work.
Are you still having to go, you know, do a lot of just refresher as far as schooling goes or anything to keep up with all this?
Absolutely. It's a constant thing. In fact, you know, one of the things that held us back for a while, and a lot of people, especially up in the North Stafford area, might recognize the name Stafford Technologies. We used to own a computer repair shop as well. We used to do, when we were doing websites, one customer came to us and said, hey, can you fix my computer? You know about technology. I said, sure. Next thing you know, I got a full staff of technicians, store, taxes, insurance, blah, 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 the whole thing. And so that really put a stop to what we were doing and our growth in the digital space, because all of that time where I would have been learning, I was spending trying to run this damn store that I hated.
Yeah.
So in November 2016, we got rid of that store and went back to doing what we do, digital strategy. And we've been able to take advantage of a lot of courses. In fact, we belong to something called U Academy, which is it's a conglomerate of hundreds and hundreds of digital agencies from around the world that come together. We learn from each other. We work with – if I need anything anywhere, if I need a photographer in upstate Minnesota somewhere – all I got to do is reach out to my network, and I have a photographer on site taking images for that roofer for a website. I mean, it's amazing what we can do now online. We just had our conference 2 weeks ago called U Summit, which I missed because my other daughter, proud dad moment coming, my other daughter just graduated Air Force boot camp. Okay. Basic training.
Congratulations.
And so we were in Lackland Air Force Base during U Summit. But every year we come together at U Summit. We learn, and then we learn some more and some more and some more. So I also belong to something called The Council, which is a Facebook group by Nick Kusmich, who is probably the Facebook advertising king. And I'm part of his council, so we get continual education every day on Facebook advertising, which is something that we're really pushing nowadays is Facebook advertising. It's here. It's not going anywhere. It's the best thing you can do for advertising.
Well, we're just about out of time, but we're going to have to continue this conversation another time, because a lot of good stuff here. And I mean, I've learned a lot about it. Again, Michael, if someone wants to find out about Stafford Technologies, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to do that is call us at 540-699-3287. You can email me info@staffordtechnologies.net. You can also visit staffordtechnologies.net or contractorwebsitesplus.com.
And check out Off the Ladder, because I found that not only the name, the topics. And before we get out of here, when you were talking about working with your dad in New York, I guess with the accent, it's a New York accent.
Yes, I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Staten Island.
So are you a Yankees fan?
No, anybody but. Let's go Mets.
Michael Polacci, Stafford Technologies. Michael, it has been a joy to talk with you, and we will continue this. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ted. I appreciate it.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you, Ted at WFVARadio.com, the best way to get in touch with me, Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.